This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 2, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, a group of Jewish leaders and other North Shore residents are calling on a Marblehead church to cancel its planned showing of a film that they say is anti-Semitic. The film, The Occupation of the American Mine, Israel's Public Relations War in the United States, is scheduled to be shown on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Marblehead. A total of 159 people, including four North Shore rabbis, have signed a letter asking people to protest the screening and calling on the church to cancel it. Robert Lappin, one of the organizers against the film, is quoted as saying it's anti-Semitic and it's anti-Israel. It's full of erroneous assertions and accusations about Israel. Lappin is the founder of the Salem-based Lappin Foundation, a Jewish nonprofit, but said he was speaking as an individual, not on behalf of the foundation. The Reverend Wendy Von Corder, minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Marblehead, said the event will go on as scheduled despite the objections. She said the film was selected by the church's Social Action Committee and is part of a series of events at the church that focus on justice. More on this story, written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. A possible new site has been identified for a new middle school in the city of Lynn. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn that as the city of Lynn prepares to reapply for millions in state funds to build new schools, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy may have solved the controversy over one middle school and where it should go. In an interview with the Item's editorial board this week, the mayor said that she is considering a site behind North Shore Medical Center's Union Hospital off the north side of Woodland Avenue. Quote, it came up in a discussion that I've had with Union Hospital about their closing and what would happen to the campus and the land that they own, Kennedy said. Union Hospital, a division of Partners Healthcare, owns 4 acres on Linfield Street near Route 128 and I-95 intersections. Last year, voters rejected the $188.5 million project to construct two middle schools for students in the Pickering Middle School District and a West Lynn District. A 1,008-student school would have been built on Commercial Street at McManus Field. A second 652-student school would go up near the Breeds Pond Reservoir off Parkland Avenue. But opposition grew to the Parkland Avenue site as neighbors complained that a school would exacerbate traffic problems. The other factor that may have sunk the vote was a tax increase of about $200 per individual homeowners annually for the next 25 years. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, while anti-Semitic messages have appeared in downtown Beverly within the last couple of weeks, members of the Temple B'nai Abraham say they don't feel threatened. On Monday, Rabbi Allison Adler spoke to police and Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill when a truck was parked down the street from the synagogue sporting words with a link to an anti-Semitic website. And within the last week, stickers that stated Stop Zionist Control of America were removed from stop signs in the city. Beverly police said the incident involving the truck is under investigation and did not provide further information. Adler said she doesn't know if the two incidents are linked. The synagogue, like other houses of worship, has already been considering increased security. The stickers have also been found in Topsfield and Peabody. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. Sean Horgan writes in today's Gloucester Times, mirroring a national trend, the Port of Gloucester in 2016 landed fewer fish than the previous year, even as the value of those fish rose by double digits, according to the annual State of the U.S. Fisheries Report released on Wednesday. America's oldest commercial seaport ranked 15th among the nation's ports with 63 million pounds of fish landed, a decrease of 5 million pounds, or 7.3% from 2015. But the city's waterfront ranked 18th in the value of its landings, which increased 18% to $52 million in 2016 from $44 million in the previous year. The Gloucester fishing experience in 2016 reflected a national trend. Throughout the United States, commercial landings of edible and industrial seafood was down about 1.5%. The value of those landings, however, rose 2.1%. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Sean Horgan. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.